Welcome back, Will Land. I said it before the break, and I say it all the time here on the show. It feels like in our great state here of Indiana that we have two seasons, winter and construction. And we are in the middle of the construction season right now. To talk all about this construction, we're turning to State Representative Bob Morris. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Kayla.
Do you feel the same way? You know, spring and summer hits, and it's like, bam, everywhere we look, we've got construction.
That's right. And, you know, even just driving down a road and looking at, you know, going to work, and there's construction on that road. So what's my alternative route? There's construction on that road as well.
I feel your pain for sure.
It's something that, you know, daily I'm getting calls in my office about road construction and when is it going to stop? When can I have my smooth road back? Should I walk to work? Should I ride my bike to work? You know, what's the best route to get there? And in the summer months is, you know, where we live, it's when they do construction.
What do you say back to these people, though, who ask you that question of when will I get my paved roads back? Should I ride my bike? What do you say to these people?
Well, believe it or not, each of these projects have time limits on them, when they're going to be completed by. You know, you see road construction in the evenings, afternoons, mornings. So these men and women that are working in our roads are doing the best job they can. Mm-hmm. And being on the committee, the road committee, for better part of 12 years, just a reminder to listeners, you know, try to slow down. Please slow down. Chairman Pressel had a bill this year in regards to studying work zone environments, and actually the people came down to the Capitol to testify. So please slow down, you know, with this construction.
You mentioned, you know, you've been on the road committee for quite some time. When it comes to the dollars and cents, because that's also a really big question that I tend to get a lot here on the show, you know, how do we pay for all this construction, Bob?
Well, the word that we don't like to say too often, it's taxes, the sales tax, you know, on gasoline, and then there's the gas tax. Then you have the local tax, which is, you know, paying for our local roads. So here in Indiana, we're ranked number one as far as the best infrastructure. So as long as I've been elected, the Republican governors have done a fantastic job. NDOT does a fantastic job. You know, the engineers, you see the building right there off Interstate 69, mm-hmm. right by Lima Road, there to the right side of the road. The men and women there that are plowing our snow, as well as going out, check on the construction of our roads to make sure that they're correct. You know, it's fascinating, Kayla, as far as the studying the composite that goes into our roads so our roads can last. There's a thing called warranty on our roads. So when contractors are doing the work, they actually put a warranty on the road. So looking at that and how long and how many years we can get out of each road is pretty fascinating.
You know, Bob, speaking of paying for things and taxes, we've been talking a lot about the cost of the new Allen County Jail here on the show. Initial estimates have it right around $350 million. I don't know if that's changed, but last I knew, right around $350 million. And an income tax increase has been proposed to pay for this new jail. And I was talking with financial advisor Chris Moore from Moore & Associates earlier on the show, kind of brainstorming other potential ways to pay for it. And he brought up asking the governor for some moolah, you know, since we have such a big surplus. You think we can get any of that money for the new jail?
Well, in asking the governor, of course, that comes through the General Assembly first. Mm-hmm. So I know. And asking the governor for, you know, a wish list, the answer is no, Kayla.
Darn!
All, unfortunately, coming from the locals, and the commissioners have been doing a fantastic job, Commissioner Peters, Commissioner Brown, as well as Commissioner Beck, in reaching out to the elected officials, you know, on the state level, and looking and also listening to residents. And I know each of the commissioners well. Very tough task. Now, how fascinating would it be, Kayla, if we actually build a smaller jail?
Hmm.
And it's unfortunate that our population in our jail is rising.
Yeah.
And Sheriff Hershberger, I spoke with him earlier this week, and he's doing a fantastic job, you know, in his new elected role. The reality is we need a new jail. I mean, where we're at and with building codes. And, excuse me. So we'll see which direction it goes. But the answer, you know, money coming from the governor's purse is probably not going to happen.
Well, I had to at least ask. Since we're, you know, talking about taxes and paying for things, it seemed like an okay time to do it. Bob, I appreciate you having a little fun with us this morning, getting into that topic.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you next week. That is State Representative Bob Morris. He checks in with us every Thursday from the State House.
Podcasts by Federated Media.